Blog Talk Radio.
A gargantuan explosion! Oh my God, I don't believe it! The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows, and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm just getting flashbacks. I remember the demo camos blaming Bush for taking 8 minutes in a kid's school to scramble. And here you have a president from somewhere waited 120 days before making the decision to hit Osama. Yeah, Obama got Osama. Movie at 11. He knew where he was for 120 days, and he tried to give him time to escape so he wouldn't have to make the decision. But they only gave Bush 8 minutes, and then they wanted to know what Bush knew and when he knew it. And then they formed a committee of Democrat plants to grow and do a book and cover up the Clinton towers that were destroyed on September 11th. If you think Obama gave Osama bin Laden time, Clinton gave him 8 years to get ready. 1993 was the first attempt. He didn't come until 2001. How's that? Huh? Kicking the can down the road, as the politicians like to say. So, having said that, let me tell you what's going on. As a result of watching these both conventions, I have come to the following conclusion. It is time to take the communist muzzles off. As we look at the party of death to little children, it is plain to a blind man that there is only one American party in the USA. We no longer have the choice between even the lesser of two evils. There is only American and evil. When the DNC, which stands for Democrats Now Communists, cover up live on TV the removal of God from the USA and the removal of Israel from the face of the earth, in a hard of hearing a roll call three times, you know this party has turned communist. The label machine is broken and the deck of race cards is played out. Going back to the 50s, when a New York Jewish American judge from Fordham University sentenced the communist Rosenbergs to death in the electric chair for betraying the USA. Oh, I wish they had old Sparky now. It would be overcharged. The communists fought back with buzzwords and labels. The label was anti-Semite. The buzzword was McCarthyism. If they had called McCarthy a drunk, they would have been accurate. But his purge of communists was a real attempt to protect the USA. And on his staff was Bobby Kennedy and Roy Cohen, who also happened to be Jewish. Venona papers from the Soviet Union prove that the Rosenbergs were communist spies, and the Los Alamos lab where the bomb was put together was infiltrated by so many communist cells that they unknowingly spied on each other. Imagine how strong they are today. They could give you a president from another country. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. With one label and a buzzword, the communists put the muzzle on half the country. The rest of the muzzle followed with buzzwords like racist, anti-Latino, homophobe, jingoist, right-winger, Bible-carrying gun-bearers. Add your favorite here. If jingoist means my country tis of thee, then jingo all the way, baby. There is no such thing as a right-winger. You mean mainstream American. When Chris Matthews has a military expert on nothing but communists, that's NBC, who calls a battle-weary Marine jazzed up because he is killing Al-Qaeda, who killed his two buddies one house ago in Fallujah. And we say nothing. We are muzzled already. When David Letterman calls for the rape of Sarah Palin's youngest daughter by A-Rod at a baseball game and misses two beatings, one by A-Rod and his Louisville slugger, and a North Slope hunting trip with Todd Palin, Letterman gets a pass by the communists, and we're gagged with muzzles. When Jason Piggs describes six sexual acts to be performed on the wives of Romney and Ryan, and it nearly gets played to a child audience, both he and Nickelodeon need to be removed from the land. I just read a comment by a Vietnam vet who to this day suffers from battle fatigue. Not from Nam, but from the airport here at home where he was spit on and called a baby killer by draft-dodging potheads, Woodstock shit slippers. S-H-E-T, we don't curse here. Who is a member of the Democamo party that kills 1,200,000 babies a year. Hitler called it the final solution. Chuck Schumer calls it the settled law. Sig Heil, Democamo. I left out the ACLU, the Atheist, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Cross Removal Consortium, all great communist goalies. The communists have infiltrated all branches of government and life, from Pornowood, a free speech, Pornowood, to TV, a free speech, from the bench to the supermarket, from the brainwashing networks like ABC, Always Be Communist, NBC, Nothing But Communist, CBS, the communist bashing system, MSNBC, that's Marine Killing NBC, Communist Comedy Central, the Perverted Bestiality System, PBS, National Propaganda Radio, HBO, and Bill, PLO Dance and Mars Show, the New York Times, the Washington Post, I throw John DeMonkey in there too, from Communist Central, the Boston Globe, Newsweek, New Yorker, and Time Magazine. From school teachers who encourage no pledge, no participation in saluting the flag, if it is still in the classroom, you know that flag that's paid for in blood of mainstream Americans, buried all over the world, to the networks that won't sign in or off with the Star Spangled Banner, like you just heard from Faith Hill, to the applications that have check boxes for splinter groups, but none for American. Besides meaning Democrats now communists, the DNC also stands for divide and conquer, and dilatation and curettage, a fancy name for tearing a child's head off. You know it is PBA, and it doesn't stand for the Policeman's Benefit Association. It means just when an American citizen, not recognized by the Supreme Court, almost gets their body out of the birth canal, a scissors is shoved into the baby's head and spinal cord in order to crush life and tear the child from limb to limb. The law in Germany this is now, the land of the final solution, in Germany today, you cannot murder a child after 55 days in the womb. In communist America, we can kill those absentee ballots before they see daylight. Did you know that the Senate voted no anesthesia for late-term beheadings? Because to give anesthesia would admit the child feels pain. And when they tell you the kid is only a little tissue, think about your little tissue when the dentist tells you we have no Novocaine today. If you watch the floor call for no God, no Israel, you will see a Muslim shouting no. According to the press, which has to be verified, there were 20,000 Muslims attending. Whatever the number, did they all shout no? The no people were louder than the yeas that did not have it. See for yourself, and then ask yourself, why anyone of Jewish descent would proudly say, I'm a Democrat. When Obama is tying Israel's hands and telling Israel that the Israelis have made, and telling Iran that the Israelis have made arrangements to refuel in Azerbaijan after the nuke hit, will he use our satellites to Iran's advantage? Will he bow to Saudi Arabia again? Will he continue to sit on the sidelines while Bashar al-Assad, the IED destroyer of 47,000 American legs, who kills his own people for practice? Why does Obama stand with the Russians and the Chinese? Why won't he stand with the Americans? Will he turn deaf ears as Iranian students cry for mercy while women are shot in the chest? Here is something the communists are not talking about. When I come back, I will tell you what the communists are not talking about. In the meantime, I'm going to give you a tune to soften your hardened heart. I'm going to give you one that has God in it. Oh no, not God again.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His face is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
We're back with 40 minutes left. Okay. Here is something the communists are not talking about. Do you believe in coincidence? Do you believe that SEAL Team 6 took out Bin Laden? And a couple of months later, the Taliban took out SEAL Team 6? Do you believe in that coincidence? Do you believe it was a coincidence that two planes hit the World Trade Center? So, the murder of SEAL Team 6, which may be standing down right now because somebody came out with a book and Obama doesn't like it, so he took his guard dog, Eric Holder, and they went after one of the retired SEAL who wrote the book, and they're going to make an example out of him for being an American. And I understand, and I only read this in one blog somewhere, so it's got to be proofed, but that SEAL Team 6, the remainder, those who are still alive, have to stand down because Obama's not happy with them. Yeah, I guess they refuse to be extras in his upcoming movie. Unbelievable. So here's something else you don't know. The loss of 2,000 Americans in Afghanistan, hidden by the communist press. You know how they're hiding them? They're classifying them as NATO troops. Now, you know how many Bush lost in 8 years? 461. How would you like to be the mother of one of those 2,000 NATO troops? You pick up the paper. Oh, look, 2,000 dead NATO troops. They must be from Holland. Yep. And then we have 39 Americans backshot by Afghani friendlies with politically correct bullets. And we got, which I'm very sad to see. I never thought I would say this about a Marine general. I didn't like Admiral Lemon. Okay, he was too politically correct, but that's what you got now. You've got the PC Pentagon. But this General Allen, the first time they had the Koran burning, and they made an incident out of it with the help of the communist press in the United States, who was working for the Taliban, he came on Afghani radio and went, "Salam alaikum, my brothers, we're so happy. That was this bad incident, and we're going to punish all the Americans." He didn't say it in that many words, but he was sucking up to them. Okay, so he sucked up to them one time. Now, 39 Americans are shot in the back by their Afghan allies, and this guy goes on the radio again, or on the TV, and he says, well, that's probably because they're stressed out because they're fasting during Ramadan, and they're getting hunger pangs. Yes, okay, hold my hand, General. I'm feeling the vapors. Yeah, a Marine general, and this is what we're getting to hear. Oh, how we've fallen. We'll be lucky if we have a country left by the end of the week. Yeah, and he knows how to say Salaam Alaikum. Then it even gets worse at the Party of Death. Demo Camo Catholics, under the atheistic leadership of the Kennedy Kerry Pelosi heretics, do penance for voting for child murder. Will they do penance? No, they won't. They will have to join Uncle Ted and Boiler Number 3. All three of those good Catholics voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. I've been in church a long time, and there's always an American flag in every Catholic church you go to. I never seen the altar boy light the candle and then light the flag. But Catholic and Democrats vote to burn it. You can't be Catholic and a communist. And Caroline Kennedy does not speak for the Catholic Church. She speaks for the Party of Death. And you must believe you can't be a Catholic and a communist. And if you don't believe me, ask Putin or ask Cardinals Menzenti or Dolan. You know, when Dolan came out to do the benediction for the Party of Death, I was hoping that he would bring out Max von Sydow and 100 exorcists. And when they threw the holy water everybody would sizzle and melt, like in The Wizard of Oz, or as Bill Clinton calls it, The Wizard of Iz. So, you can't be Catholic and a communist. And looking at the two parties, here is what I see. I see that the Democrat Party has been taken over by the Communist Party of North America. And anybody that's left there that's not running for the hills is crazy. And I also see something that I'm hearing from Mike Savage that's getting very disturbing, and I hope it's not true, but if it is true, I hope it doesn't get overlooked, that a Spanish company called SCYTL is going to be counting the votes, and that company is owned by George Soros. I don't want my votes counted in Spain or by a Spanish company. That's not going to prove anything to me. And they don't want no verification. How's that? I don't want my votes counted by anybody that has anything to do with George Soros. And I noticed at the DNC convention, they all went back to Harry Truman as their mentor. Harry Truman would drop the big one on that convention hall. Harry Truman would have nothing to do with these communists. Harry Truman said, when they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. He was right. And he also said there's only two jobs he had. One was in politics and one was as a piano player in a brothel. And he said they're pretty much the same. That's why we got to have less terms for termites. No more careers in Washington. No more lobbyists. The only lobby should be in their hotel. Yep. And the most you can donate to any political party is $1, whether you're GE or Joe the Plumber. Now, looking at the Republican Party, I'd say the Republican Party is 49% Tea Party is biting their lip, and they're going to vote for Romney. And if the Republicans lose this election, that party, the Republican Party, as we knew it, is finished. And the Tea Party will dominate the Republican Party. And if Romney wins based on performance, he can unite the country. The economy will get better because a lot of businesses are holding back money because they want to see Obama gone. And they're not going to spend a penny to help him. And they will open up if Romney is president. The military will be stronger. There will be more jobs. And the economy will get better, and all the people who lost money will see better days. And we will be back in outer space. Now, here's something scary, and this goes to show you about cover-ups. 80,000 Mexicans have been murdered by narco terrorists. They have roomfuls of bodies and missing limbs, heads on the corner, street corners. Eric Holder is responsible for more than the murder of just one border guard. 2,000 weapons arm 4 regiments of narco terrorists. As the party of the Department of Justice declared war on Mexico. Get out of the Party de la Muerte. Viva Cristo Rey. You can't be Catholic and a Democrat. You can't be Jewish and a Democrat. You can't. Unless you're allowed to sign your own death warrant. Viva Andy Garcia and Clint Eastwood. One Nation Under God. And Tim Tebow. 9-1-1 is upon us Tuesday, and the communists want us to forget. At a 9-1-1 ceremony, you can Google this or YouTube it, Michelle Obama, according to lip readers, said, all this for a flag. So Google it and see for yourself what you think. She looked at her husband and said, all this for a flag, and he gave one of those smirky smiles. You can go to YouTube and you can see my tribute to 911, and it's just look for 911 Danny Boy. you can go to YouTube and see Flag Burners of Record, and that will tell you who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9-1-1. And you can also get my book, The Spirit of America Party, and I think terrorism is chapter number 2, and it shows you the people trapped in the building. And it'll tell you a little bit more than you know about 9-1-1 and how it rattled in New York City. And we're still not over it. We're still not over it. Okay, we got 29 minutes left, so I'm going to give you another tune. Before I do that, I'll play you a conversation that was picked up in Chappaqua between Hillary and Bill Clinton.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me stiff. I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me. You drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I always used to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
I hope they get back together. They're such a lovely couple. Yeah, the typical American couple. Yeah, you can see them anytime. You can see all those couples on TV. Okay, I'm going to give you another tune in memory of 9-1-1, and then we're going to give you some more scuttlebutt. There we go.
Oh,
because I watched that DNC commercial, the three-day commercial. I recall how many times they gave Obama credit for ending the war in Iraq. Well, let me tell you, when Obama got there, the war was over. And the guy they didn't give credit to, and no one gave credit to him, and Bush threw him under the bus, and he still stayed loyal to Bush, was Donald Rumsfeld. He was hated by the communists. Every day they bitched about Rumsfeld. Every day they try to hang something on him. But you know what? As in baseball, the pitcher that pitches seven innings gets credit for the win. Obama surely doesn't get credit for the win in Iraq. Definitely not. And now that he's in charge of Iraq, he's lost it to the Iranians. He has put Iraq in bed with Iran. So, having said that, I just wanted to give credit where credit is due. And now we have a couple of people we want to try and help. One fellow's name is John Smaldone. And we had him on the show. If you go back to my last show, we gave him the whole hour and a half to talk about his petition. And his petition is to restructure the government and do things that we all want to see done. He wants term limits shortened for Congress and Senate. I say one term per termite, but he's more generous. Do visit his website. It is www.usa-godandcountry-petition.com. usa-godandcountry-petition.com. He didn't mention the Tea Party too much, but he's got Tea Party spirit, and I know he talks to them. He gives lectures to them. And he's trying to help us as Americans, as opposed to some of our enemies. There's another guy, he's fighting a single battle. He's all alone out there. His name is Father Frank Pavone. He has an office in Staten Island. And wherever there's a kid in trouble, he's going to show up and try and help. When Terry Schiavo was being murdered by the Party of Death and they were pulling her feeding tube, he was there to pray with her before they pulled the feeding tube. He will be there for your child if it's being murdered. And he is a one-man band. His name is Father Frank Pavone, P-A-V-O-N-E. And he is the head of Priests for Life. And I think even in his own organization, the higher-ups have tried to silence him. They recalled him back to Texas from Staten Island, and they put him in a convent to quiet him down. But God came and opened the door, and he's back on the job. And somebody sent me this, and it says, as I told you, the Vatican has confirmed that Father Frank is a priest in good standing. The Pontifical Council for the Family has asked Priests for Life to sponsor an upcoming training conference for pro-life leaders. You know, what's really sad is that there are a lot of guys that have the muzzle on when it comes to pro-life. They don't want to get involved. And they get pushed around by the women who are killing children. It's time. You know, if you went to a firehouse and said you're going to perform an abortion, they'd kill you. They would beat you to death within an inch of your life. You know why? Because they're trained to save lives. They could not conceive of abortion. But here we're doing in 1,200,000 kids a year. So, Father Frank could use your help. And you know what? If you ever see him saying Mass, sometimes you'll see a picture of him and you all the same Mass. He's got the biggest host. You can't miss him. I would love to see him go to the Mojave Veterans Cemetery and say Mass as they re-resurrected the cross that the communists took down illegally and destroyed it. Okay, so having said that, I got a letter from the Clemente crime family. And speaking of crime families, I'm going to, you know, they're all talking about how government can do so much for you. In New York, the mafia ran off-track betting, horse racing. They ran it for probably 100 years. Along comes the state of New York and says, we're going to legalize off-track betting. We're going to put the mafia out of business. So for 20 years, they put the mafia out of business. And then one day, all the guys went to bet at off-track betting, and all the stores were closed. The state had lost money, and they were closing it. So you know what the mob did? They offered to buy it from them. And the state refused because they don't deal with crooks. Yeah. Wait till the drug dealers offer to buy the marijuana distribution routes from the government, from the federal government. They'll say, oh, no, we can't do that. We don't deal with crooks. But anyway, it goes to show you that the state couldn't even keep a private enterprise success like off-track betting going. So when I said when the mob offered to buy the losing situation from the state, I know how, the next day they would be in the black. You know how? They would kill all the crooks. That's who was stealing. How do you think? How can you lose off-track betting? Come on. But that's your government at work, and they'll tell you they can do it better. Well, here's an article. It says, working the system. Wow, she must have been really good at her job. At the top right-hand corner of page 17 of the New York Post, January the 24th of 2009, was a column entitled Replacing Michelle in the National Review. The Week. Here it is as it appeared. Some employees are strictly irreplaceable. Take Michelle Obama. The University of Chicago Medical Center hired her in 2002. The University of Chicago Medical Center hired her in 2002 to run programs for community relations, neighborhood outreach, volunteer recruitment, staff diversity, and minority contracting. Man, there's a job for somebody. In 2005, the hospital raised her salary. She did such a good job in community relations, neighborhood outreach, volunteer recruitment, staff diversity, and minority contracting. That's where you check any box except the one that says American, because there is no box for Americans. In 2005, the hospital raised her salary from $120,000 to $317,000. She was doing such a job. What a pistol. Nearly twice what her husband made as a senator. Her husband, Barack Obama, had just become a U.S. senator. And he looked out for his female competition. He had her aced right out of the picture. Yes. That's it. You know, the party that looks out for women. Yep. Her husband, Barack Obama, had just become a U.S. senator. He requested $1 million earmark for the UC Medical Center. Way to go. Way to network, Michelle. Now that Mrs. Obama has resigned, the hospital says her position will remain unfulfilled. How can that be if the work she did was vital enough to be worth $317,000? Oh, this sounds like another OTB story. Let me add that Michelle's... all you people out there that are working three jobs, get ready for this. Let me add that Michelle's position was a part-time 20 hours a week job. 20 hours times 52 weeks is 1,000 hours per year. 317,000 divided by 1,040 hours equals $304 an hour. What are you getting there at Burger King? And Burger King is fighting to keep you employed against government inspections that shake them down for money and fines. My thoughts, how did this bit of quid pro quo scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours, corruption, escape the sharp reporters that dug through Sarah Palin's garbage and kindergarten files? I hope this is forwarded to many, so many times that the media will have to cover it. No, my friend, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Recession is when your neighbor loses his job. Depression is when you lose your job. And recovery is when Obama loses his job. I've heard that before. Okay, here's a blog from a guy named Patrick Duffy. I don't know what a WAPO reporter is, WAPO, but he mocks traditional America. So Patrick is talking to a girl named Mona, and he says, Mona, you're correct. That it started way before the 60s and the 70s. Once the women got the vote, they began voting for politicians that would give them public schools so they could go to work and let the government raise their children. They voted for Social Security so that the government could take care of their parents. They voted for the Great Society of Presidents of FDR, LBJ, and WJC. Who's WJC? Oh, Clinton. And now, BHO, the ultimate socialist who will make the God of America, the federal government, raise their children and take care of them from cradle to grave. That's assuming that you don't abort them first. The female vote went to all these men by significant margins, and those men appointed judges that would open the floodgates. Then they lobbied for abortion on demand and laws that forbid any kind of discrimination that has driven business into the ground. They demanded that women be allowed to fight in the military, run corporations, dominate the universities with affirmative action, and hold high elected office. The very gift of God. No, this guy's a pro-life guy. He sees a different role for women. The very gift of God, the ability to bring forth children, was trampled upon and spat upon and held in derision as slavery. As a result of this movement, our society is now collapsing under its own weight of corruption. With women replacing the man, there's nobody left to give birth and raise the next generations. If your ladies hate your gift so much and lust for the man's job, I would swap with you, but God didn't give us men a womb, so we men can't do that job. But it seems you can do ours, so men are no longer needed. So much for the next generation. It appears there won't be one. You are actually getting into the crux of the problem, aren't you? The women's liberation movement was poison to our society. The next president isn't going to change this course now, is he? If any politician even mentions banning any kind of abortion, you will be accused of making war on women. Never mind the war on the unborn. You know what? I got to tell you something. When Eisenhower discovered Auschwitz, Birkenau, Treblinka, he made the local population walk through those death camps. And that's what you got to do to women. They got to walk through the abortion clinic. They got to do it. You're thinking of an abortion? Go visit an abortion clinic. What terrified me the most, I'll tell you, I was looking for an auto parts store in the Yellow Pages. And the auto parts stores had little ads. And the abortion clinic had a full page ad. And they showed the smiling staff on the cover. My God, if I was murdering children and I needed a job so bad, then I would have to do that, which I never would. I would die first. I would never let my picture be shown on the front page. Oh, man. But anyway, And you know what? I often wonder how many back alley abortions there were compared to how many were doing wholesale today. I wonder what the account would be. My guess is the back alley abortions weren't as great in number. 1,200,000 is a lot of kids. And that's down, by the way. I think we were up to 1.5 million. So somebody got a conscience. So, let me see what this guy says. If any politician even mentions banning any kind of abortion, you'll be accused of making war on women. Never mind the war on the unborn. You know what? I was raised to believe in the Declaration of Independence. All Americans are created equal, including the unborn. All Americans have the right to pursue life, including the unborn, liberty, including the unborn, and the pursuit of happiness. Why do you kill them before they can argue their case? Why not let them grow to the point where they can discuss intelligently with you why they should not be killed? And you know who's getting killed more proportionately than anybody else. It is really sad. Do some research and do some homework. We'll find out. Which country in the world do you think has the most abortions per capita? You ready? You can check this out. I'm doing this from memory. Vietnam. How do you like that? Okay, so let's see what we got. The women's liberation movement was poison to our society. The next president's not going to change course. So, never mind the war on the unborn. Let's sweep that atrocity under the rug. Free abortion opened the key to sex without consequences. Open the door. And now look how the society is behaving. Unwanted pregnancy was a deterrent to sexual immorality. I'll tell you what I see in society. Women are no longer respected. Women are being murdered at a higher rate than ever before. And I'll tell you something else, girls, and I don't know why the NRA isn't coming after you and pursuing you to learn how to use a weapon. You need more self-defense than a cell phone. You got to be carrying a pistol. You need more protection than what you're getting. I mean, when a guy can kill four of his wives and get away with it, we're all in trouble. And when one life is cheap, all life is cheap. And people get callous. There's a thing called conditioning. You know? Somebody just pinches you and it annoys you. If they do it every day, you might get used to it. And if you can kill a kid and you get used to the press covering it up, you might just get used to it. And then somebody will say, why not go to one-year-old or two-year-olds? Or before they learn to talk. Why, you don't think that can happen? Never can happen. Happens all the time. Yeah, girls, join the NRA. You know how many registered gun owners there are in the United States? According to what I read last night, 63 million. That's why Eric Holder can't take the guns away. That's why the Demo Camos can't take the guns away. There's 63 million out there that are admitted to. But I got to tell you, if every girl that went out and bought a gun, that would be 126 million. Guns, and nobody's going to mess with us then. Nobody's even going to dream of taking guns away. So girls, this Christmas, give yourself a present. Buy yourself a nice little gun. You can get them, nice small handgun, compact size. You know, you could be doing your makeup. You can have a gun right there next to the powder. Yeah, I'm serious. You're in an airplane that's just been hijacked and there's a struggle and a gun falls in your lap. You don't know who to give it to. You don't know which end of the gun to grab. Women are conditioned to be afraid of guns. The communists have done a wonderful job. Remember, the communists have been here since the 50s, since the 40s. They've done a wonderful job of brainwashing. They've made you afraid of guns. There are stories of 11-year-old girls that that can shoot guns and save their lives. The story I'm thinking of is a girl, she was a skeet shooter, and her father just left the house and two guys broke in. And she went and got a weapon and she killed the both of them. She was 11 years old, pretty sure that was the age. And they were coming up the stairs together. And when they searched the bodies of the two guys, they found out that one of the guys had a gun. And he had taken it from a man that he murdered because he started out with a knife and then he used the knife to get the gun in another robbery. So the girl shot the first guy coming up the stairs and she shot the second guy going out the door, running out the door. And she's a hero. So don't be afraid of guns. Don't let the communists make you afraid of guns. Learn, if you don't buy a gun and own a gun, at least get gun safety training so you know what you're dealing with instead of being taught to be afraid. So where was I? We've got 3 minutes left. Let's go back to this guy's story. Open the door. Okay, so free abortion opened the door to sex without consequences, and now look how the society's behaving. Unwanted pregnancy was a deterrent to sexual immorality, but that barrier was smashed when abortion became legal. And now this culture is the most sexually immoral society that ever walked the face of the earth. November 6th won't change that fact, and we've already gone over the falls in a barrel. We must now reap what we have sown. I got to tell you, we have destroyed our own country here. For God is not mocked. You can't murder 50 million human beings and pretend you will walk free by voting for another politician who will change nothing. If Romney is elected, abortion will still be legal and the government will still be the God of America. Only with a different man sitting in the White House, the spending won't stop, but will only be slowed down. And that's not even a certain. Back in 1964, Ronald Reagan gave a famous speech entitled A Time for Choosing when he was campaigning for Barry Goldwater. He warned America not to go down the path of socialism and big government. We didn't listen. That was almost 50 years ago, and America has not changed its choice yet. The fork in the road is long gone. This time, there is no time for choosing. As we made the choice long ago to abandon God in favor of ourselves, it is too late. You can't unring the bell. Oh, we can unring the bell, but it's going to take a big effort. It's going to take a big effort. One of the best ways to do it is to get closer to God. And even if you're not, even if you don't have a religion, you should go to a decent religion and go sit in a church. Go sit in a synagogue. I'm not promoting mosques. I'm not promoting Islam. I was a big defender of Islam. I admired Islam, but I've come to believe that Islam is a government first and a religion second. And I no longer support. As a matter of fact, I converted a guy back to Islam. He was a Muslim, and he considered many Muslims to be hypocrites. And he sort of picked up the Western ways, and he asked me what he should do about religion, and I said you should worship the God of your ancestors. And if he asked me that question today, I would talk him out of it. And being that it's 911, I'll tell you, he was a young man. He was a Kuwaiti. He was a business partner of mine. He came to New York. We took him to the World Trade Center, the windows of the world. And we told the waiters it was his birthday, which it wasn't. And the waiters came out and sang happy birthday to him. And he was sitting in Kuwait. We sort of broke up in business, and we never talked to each other. For business reasons, and And the reason for that is partnerships, to me, as a Catholic and an American, is I look out for my partner. If my partner is weak, I protect his weak. I watch his back. I protect his weakness. His strength is helps my weakness. My strength helps his weakness. But my experience in the Middle East is they just learn your weaknesses through defeat you. So it's really not a partnership. So, and the only role model I had was my marriage, where I'm married to the greatest partner in the world. And all my life I avoided partnerships because I used to see how they jealousy and everything else would cause massive breakups. But anyway, so we parted company, and I often wondered, as he seen those towers coming down with those waiters in them, how he felt when we took that hit. And I hope it bothered him. So having said that, and we're out of time, I'm going to give you... I could give you a little quick one. For the guys who voted to burn the flag, we're going to have their picture taken. Would you take all those flag-burning senators and congressmen, would you bring them outside to the courtyard, and smile, fellas, we're going to take your picture.
Ready! Aim! Fire!
Have a nice night, and may God keep you safe, and just thank God that that 911 hit wasn't a nuclear weapon. And the next war will be nuclear, and if we're not strong, we're going to eat the bird. Good night, folks.